The country's first medically supervised site where people can use illicit drugs will open next week in the heart of South Philadelphia. Neighbors are not happy to hear the surprise announcement from the nonprofit that won a legal battle with federal prosecutors over the place. KOW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Safe House President Rhonda Goldfein says the plan is to open the site for 4 hours a day in the Constitution Health Plaza at Broad and Passyunk.
One person a week dies in the area that this site will serve, and we know we can do better.
The announcement came less than a day after a federal judge gave the facility the go-ahead and caught neighbors by surprise. Leanne Savloff was among those who came to the announcement to protest.
I care about what my children have to see at 6 and 10 years old that I have to explain. Hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you are a sneak about it.
A Safe House employee from South Philadelphia tried to present counter arguments. Then Councilman Mark Squilla arrived, also protesting secrecy around the location.
And we are
not my backyard mentality.
No, it's not my backyard mentality. It's about if you wanted a person build a high rise next to your house, wouldn't you want input?
You know,
this is what it's about.
Goldfein said Safe House would meet with the community in the next few weeks after the facility opens. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.